This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Oh, it's delicious. And the best deal.
Really. It's also the meal you're most likely to skip.
Oh, yeah. And you shouldn't.
And it turns out that even if you are someone that eats breakfast, you are set in your ways, it seems, because every restaurant that tries to start a breakfast menu struggles.
Oh.
So much so that even this massive national chain that has been pushing breakfast hard looks like they might be wrapping it up.
No kidding.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So breakfast, Taco Bell locations have decided in the state of New York to give their franchises the option to cut breakfast out.
I didn't know Taco Bell was doing breakfast.
Oh, what? They run commercials every 15 seconds.
It was like a big launch.
Oh, it was?
So yeah. It's been a big launch for like 5-10 years. This is the second attempt, Kimmy.
Breakfast burrito?
Well, breakfast taco. So they started...
I don't really know what's on the menu, but yeah, I know they definitely have breakfast options.
When they first launched the breakfast menu, what was it, like 5 years ago, Kimmy?
I don't know.
It was before COVID. They offered a whole bunch of stuff. They would have like, it was a waffle that was a taco that had breakfast stuff in it. There were burritos. There was like sweet stuff. They had a full effing menu.
So nobody's buying.
Well, then, and nobody bought that.
Right.
So they decided we have too much stuff. We're overwhelming people.
Okay.
So we're going to cut it back. And they rolled out breakfast for the second time a couple of years ago. And for some reason, that hasn't taken off either.
All right.
I'm shocked that you didn't know Taco Bell did breakfast.
I wouldn't think of... That doesn't sound appealing to me, like going to Taco Bell and grabbing breakfast.
Why?
But to me, like, McDonald's nailed it. Right. Egg McMuffin.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. It's all in there.
Yeah.
I get a cup of coffee. I get a hash brown. I'm done. That's like a traditional American breakfast.
Okay.
I don't think I want, like, an egg taco in the morning.
Why?
It doesn't sound good.
Sounds delicious.
I mean, it sounds okay. But obviously, I'm on the right track because nobody wants your egg taco.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, like, if you're going fast food breakfast, Taco Bell probably not top of mind.
But it's weird because...
And like, I didn't even know they had it.
The breakfast options do look delicious, but I can admit that I don't think... I've had breakfast once just to try it, and it was like years ago, and I don't go to Taco Bell on a regular basis for breakfast.
I mean, McDonald's is the only one that does it right.
No, what are you talking about? I mean, Tim Hortons does good breakfast. Dunkin' does good breakfast.
But I mean, they're all an imitation of what McDonald's set up.
I'm thinking, like, let's say you're heading out on a road trip.
Ooh.
And you're going to stop and grab some, you know, car breakfast. I don't think Taco Bell is going to be somewhere you're going to look to stop.
No, I'm with you. But it's
it's hard to eat in the car.
Yeah.
A taco? I don't know.
It's too hard.
It's the same thing as...
It's going to end up in your pants.
It's actually easier than a McMuffin.
No, because a taco breaks up, the McMuffin holds together.
How would you know? You've never had one. You just keep the
wrapper on the back. I had a taco last night, and it was delicious.
Yeah, where was that?
At your mama's house, and it got all over my pants, baby.
Why are you doing the big bopper?
Oh, I was running for the border.
You're doing the big bopper at the end.
Hello, baby. Will I do what to your taco?
Shut up!
I'm just going to enjoy a taco. Baby.
Gone too far.
Okay, so it's possible that people think that the Taco Bell menu is not appetizing, right? It's also possible that breakfast is the most regimented meal of the
day. Yeah, I think everybody gets into their groove.
Right, and it's past groove, right? Like, most people are going the same route every morning.
Yeah.
You're passing the same places, and you normally try to give yourself enough time for how long it would take to get your breakfast from the place that you go to.
Mm.
Any change from that plan could mess you up bad.
No deviation.
Exactly. So even if the breakfast menu at Taco Bell looked absolutely delicious, if you have to drive 5-10 minutes out of your way to get it, well, that throws your entire morning off. I mean, are you willing to wake up an extra 5 minutes early to go get Taco Bell breakfast? And it could also be true to the point you made.
What?
that we're just used to certain kinds of breakfast foods.
I mean, a standard American food. Doesn't it freak you out when you see what other countries eat for breakfast? You go, ooh, I wouldn't touch that.
So I thought, okay, when we went to England last year.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I had a jolly old breakfast out there in London town. Come, you know, they put baked beans next to the ham and eggs.
English breakfast looks disgusting.
They call it bangers.
English breakfast looks disgusting.
Yeah.
I had it once. I would eat it every single day for the rest
of
my life.
So what exactly is it? It's beans and
beans,
so
they have eggs, sausage,
but it's
tomatoes.
Blood sausage. It's like a really...
I didn't eat the blood sausage.
But it's like a really dark, dark sausage. Yeah. It looks like a dead dong laying in your plate. And they do things with like roasted tomatoes.
Yeah,
too.
That was good too. And I don't even know really like tomatoes.
But I wouldn't think, I wouldn't get up in the morning and go, hey, let's fry up some tomatoes.
But that's the point I'm getting at, right? Like you say Taco Bell doesn't look appetizing. You haven't tried it. I didn't think that was appetizing. I would eat it every day for the rest of my life.
All right.
But like you bring up the Egg McMuffin thing, and I agree with you. The Egg McMuffin is delicious.
It's perfect.
Okay, but there's the standard breakfast food other than the breakfast sandwich, donut, bagel.
Yeah. some kind of baked good.
I would
like a muffin or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but I would argue the bagel is the most common of all American breakfasts.
It's risen to the top.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. And the bagel sandwich.
Okay. It's weird that we haven't seen breakfast technology change like we have with other
more
meals.
Fusion.
Well, but I think to your point, people are in such a routine in the morning that they just want their go-tos. Like, I don't know how many people are willing to switch up a morning routine or try something new for breakfast. Other meals of the day, you're willing to go out and try something new. I don't think a lot of people want to do that in the morning.
You want it quick and easy.
So you're saying that, okay. Well, to that point, we got Facebook messages coming in. Again, we're talking about how Taco Bell is telling their New York locations, you don't have to do breakfast if you don't want to do it anymore. And it sure seems like breakfast is going away at Taco Bell, despite the fact that they have spent a fortune in advertising and curating a menu to try and make breakfast work the last couple of years. To your point, Brian writes us, it's simple. If the coffee is good, I'll try breakfast there, and I don't trust Taco Bell has good coffee. So like you said, you'd be willing to sacrifice quality for convenience, right? So like, are you willing to sacrifice the quality of your food for how good the coffee is?
Well, I'm coffee first.
Okay, I know you're coffee first, but you also don't eat like traditional breakfast foods. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You have a place that has really good coffee.
Yeah.
Bad breakfast versus bad coffee, good breakfast. Where are you going?
I think I could do, I'm not like, I'm not really a coffee snob. Like, unless that coffee's really bad.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So average
like the coffee upstairs, I'm probably skipping that option.
AI makes that coffee. So so you would go regular coffee,
if
delicious
it's just
breakfast.
A standard cup of coffee, nothing special about it, I'll still go there for the breakfast.
Okay.
I hate you.
But no,
I thought we were like coffee bros.
We are. Like I said, if it's bad coffee, I'm out. But if it's just regular coffee, just, you know, nothing special about it, just a standard cup of black coffee, I'm fine. Like, you won't even drink gas station coffee, and I'm fine with gas station coffee.
No. You know, I would think...
I don't eat their sushi either.
When it comes to coffee versus food, I would think that coffee matters for most people only based on the lines that you see. Because, like, Starbucks always has a line out the door. I don't get their food menu.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you want the smallest, weirdest thing that kind of resembles a sandwich that was around for, like, a day, 2 weeks ago? Here's your breakfast. It's on ciabatta. It's an egg that was laid from a Peruvian chicken that we keep in a 120-degree hothouse.
Yeah.
Here it is. He's right here. Say hi to him. He speaks. He also speaks English. Hello, chicken.
Wow.
That's what I mean.
Bilingual.
But like the fact that people line up around the corner for that.
Because the first thing I want in the morning, if you're a coffee person, you don't care about anything but that coffee. Like I get up, I march to the coffee pot, and it's like an altar. Like I kneel to this thing.
No, I will choose breakfast for my family solely on how good. Like I love going to Tim Hortons solely for the breakfast sandwiches. Pretzel bagel, sausage, egg, and cheese.
All right, that's tasty. Good Canadian breakfast.
It's delicious.
A hearty pretzel bagel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.